and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday with me, Richard Jones. And today the news is that it's been confirmed that Azulam, the main ingredient in herbicide Azulox, has been given a reprieve and will not now be banned. Now, Azulox, as we mentioned last week, is the only weapon in the fight against the weed bracken. It's the scourge of many hill farmers in parts of our MFR patch. And last week, six member states blocked the move to ban Azulox. This week, it's been confirmed that blocking move now stands, and there'll be no more attempts to ban the chemical for the time being, at least. Now, you may remember yesterday we spoke to Cabinet Secretary Richard Lockhead about the importance of direct support payments to farmers. He explained that the supermarkets swallow up most of the profits from food, and it's important to support farmers to keep the basic source of the food supply going. But today, he explains the importance of farming to the Scottish economy.
£600 million every year goes into farming in Scotland from Europe, and we have to protect that support because otherwise many of our farmers, particularly in more remote areas, would not be able to survive. And that's very worrying because quite clearly we have to maintain food production in Scotland. We want to produce food locally, and also we have a fantastic landscape that our farmers help maintain and care for. Looking to the future, we have to make sure that we can have a big voice in the future of common agricultural policy, given that it's up for debate and it's going to be renewed in 2013. What we can take great heart from is that all the European leaders are now looking to Scotland because we've been doing a lot of thinking over how the new farming support processes could work, and we have come up with a whole lot of ideas about how we can support active agriculture to make sure the resources go to those farmers who are doing the most work.
It's good to know that Scotland is leading the way on agricultural reform in Europe, and we'll have more on that story as it unfolds. And finally today, what about getting a robot to do your farm work for you? No, it's not just a pipe dream. They're already here milking cows, as we saw in the Highland Show last summer, and they're controlling tractors via GPS. But now, some small-scale robots are being trialled to work in fields, in swarms, sowing, hoeing and weeding organic crops. It's a scary thought, but with trials underway, it could all soon be very much a reality. And with that thought, I'll leave you for this week. Do have a good weekend, and I'll be back Monday, as usual, with more MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.